been a heated debate lately about the issue of abortion in the country. This follows calls from some quarters to table a bill in parliament that would legalize women and girls to terminate pregnancy. The idea has been received with mixed reactions. The faith community, especially the Episcopal Conference of Malawi and the Kadria Muslim Association of Malawi, categorically led their followers in anti-abortion demonstrations. What is the Islamic ruling on the issue of abortion? This is our topic in this episode of Faith Podcast. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. I'm Marshall Dayton. For a proper understanding of this issue of abortion from the Islamic perspective, I have Sheikh Oman Kachirenga from Blantyre Islamic Mission. Welcome, Sheikh, to Faith Podcast.
Thank you very much.
I'm interested to know the Islamic point of view of abortion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thank you very much for this important topic. As you know, it is the topic that is trending now in many social media. In essence, or in principle, abortion is categorically prohibited in Islam because it means taking the life of one of Allah's creation. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ and kill not anyone whom Allah has forbidden except for a just cause, according to Islamic law. This verse means that we are not allowed to kill any human being except if there is a just cause. As we know, in Islam, there are some circumstances that justifies taking of a human life. Otherwise, we are totally prohibited from taking human life. But I should be quick to say that there are some exceptions that can be, or that can make abortion to be permissible.
And what are those exceptions?
These exceptions, I should mention that the main one is that when there is fear for the life of the mother, in this case, it is allowed, or the mother is allowed to abort the pregnancy in order to save the life of the mother. But this decision should be made by a qualified doctor, physician, not anyhow. If there are sufficient evidence, or if there is sufficient evidence that the pregnancy, if it continues, it will put the life of the mother in danger, at that time it is allowed to abort.
In what stage can a mother abort the pregnancy?
Muslim scholars have different opinions concerning the stage at which it is allowed to abort the pregnancy. This difference in opinion originates from the hadith of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which he told us that the creation of one of you is put together in the form of semen in the womb of your mother for 40 days. Then it becomes a clot of thick blood for a similar period, meaning 40 days again. Then it becomes like a piece of flesh for a similar period. Then Allah sends an angel who breathes life in it. From this hadith, some Muslim scholars deduced that after 40 days of the pregnancy, if it is allowed to abort, meaning when the pregnancy is in its early stages in the form of semen, we can abort. And some ulamas say that it is not allowed to abort after 120 days. Why? Because at this stage, the angel is sent to breathe the soul, the life into that fetus. So, like I said, there are different opinions on the stages. But in short, we can say abortion is condemned, is not allowed in Islam, except when there are reasonable grounds for the abortion to take place.
But in the event that the age of the fetus is more than 120 days and continuing the pregnancy is a hazard to the life of the mother, is it permissible to have a medical abortion, that is ending of the pregnancy?
After the life of this or the soul has been breathed into the fetus, you say, is it permissible to abort? Yes, definitely, it is permissible. I've already pointed out that the general or in principle, abortion is not allowed. But under some circumstances, it is allowed, like in this case, when the life of the mother is in danger. That is, after, no matter how, even after 120 days, the mother is allowed to abort, because there is a general rule that says when there are two evils, we should go for the lesser evil. In this case, it is better to end the life of the fetus than the life of the mother. And also, there is another general rule in Islam that says necessity renders prohibited things permissible. You know, even in terms of food, we as Muslims, we are prohibited from consuming some types of foods. But the Quran tells us that under some situations, we are allowed even to eat the forbidden food. This is the doctrine of necessity. So I can say that if the life of the mother is in danger, definitely abortion can be carried.
There is another situation as well, whereby a mother takes a medical examination for the baby, and it found that there is some defects in the baby. There's some complications in the baby, that if the baby is born, definitely will have those defects. Is it permissible? That's maybe abnormalities or something like that. Doctors can tell that I think this baby is abnormal. So even he or she comes out into this world, definitely she or he have those defects.
Yeah, definitely she's allowed, according to many Muslim scholars. If qualified doctors have confirmed, if the fetus is left to continue growing until it is born, the defects are severe, it will encounter more challenges or untold challenges. Many Islamic scholars say that in this case, it is also allowed to abort. Of course, we know it is the will of Allah that it should be created in such a way. However, like I said, in Islam, we always go for the lesser evil. In this case, it is allowed to abort. But we should be very careful that the defects must be very, very severe. Not like a doctor has confirmed that the baby or the fetus, if left to be born, it will have no hand. In this case, we cannot be justified to abort that pregnancy. But Muslim scholars say that if the defects are very, very severe, that if left to be born, the baby will be encountering untold difficulties to live in this world. Some Muslim scholars say that it is allowed in this case to abort the pregnancy.
Now come back home. There are other organizations that called for march, like for protests against the abortion bill that the Malawi Parliament is discussing. And we saw that there was some divisions, that the other Muslims who joined the marches, than the others who said, no, we can't go and march. And on these issues, for those who said that we don't want to go to march, because they say that in the bill, there are some other issues that are very similar to what Islam says, according to the conditions. If we go by what you have said, the permissibility in some instances, there are some issues that are very similar to what Islam says. Other people were saying, like, okay, if we go there and march against the abortion bill, is it not that we are marching against the bill entirely? Yet there are other issues in the bill that are in line with Islamic teachings. For others, said, no, we have to go because abortion is completely not permissible in Islam. In your own personal opinion, based on your Islamic knowledge, what should people take regarding the abortion bill?
My opinion is that the abortion bill needs to be read and understood very carefully, because we know that demonstrations are permissible in this country. There are some Muslims who demonstrated, some didn't. Those who didn't demonstrate, it doesn't show that they were against the demonstrations, but maybe they followed some channels to express their views on this matter. The bill, like I have already said, that one needs to first of all read what does the bill say. I had privilege to go through the bill. I saw that some points are similar to those held by Muslims, which means we need to tackle this issue very, very carefully. Because in my opinion, if you just rush to demonstrate against the bill or that some quote is just a report, one can just assume that you are entirely opposing the abortion bill. But like I've already said, after reading the bill, there are some issues that I saw are very similar to the views of Muslim scholars. The point that I've already mentioned, when the life of the mother is in danger, I saw it. It is there in the bill. So there is need for concerted efforts or consultation among the Muslims of this country to get a better solution on how to deal with this issue.
And what is that a better solution? How can Muslims better tackle this issue?
This issue can be best tackled by first reading the bill, like I have said, and our Muslim leaders from different organizations coming together and mapping a common way forward. How should we tackle this issue? I said, if you just rush to demonstrate, some can think that you are entirely opposed to the abortion bill. But I've said that the abortion bill, it seems that there are some points that are similar to those held by Muslims. That's why I said that some Muslim organizations did not take part in the demonstration. I heard it on radio that they followed the channel of maybe writing to those in authority to express their view on this important issue. I've already pointed out that those who demonstrated, it's their right to do so. But it's better that we as Muslims, if we can come together through our leaders to discuss and find the best way on how to tackle this issue. Because I can see even the other religions, not all of them participated. To me, this means they also have different opinions regarding this abortion bill or abortion issue.
What could be your last words as we wrap up our edition of PEP podcast?
My last word can be to appeal to our Muslim leaders, Muslim organizations, Islamic organizations, to put Islam first and everything behind. What I want to mean is that when there is a burning issue concerning Muslims, they should forget their differences and try to come together in order to find the best solution for that particular issue on that particular time.
That's all we had in this episode of Faith Podcast. Our guest was Sheikh Oman Kacherenga, who was giving us the Islamic ruling on abortion. It's my hope that you grabbed a thing or two. Let's meet again in the next edition. I'm Marshall Dayton. Wassalamu alaikum.